The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
the angel.
Welcome to the bonus episode today. It's a lot, y'all. If you're not on the Patreon, we're talking Cardi B cheats back on Offset, and he's upset. Shannon Sharp claps back at a black woman with a 1993 clapback and is promptly attacked. Mayor Eric Adams is in hot water in New York City.
He's in indicted.
Yeah, he got indicted too. Naomi Campbell got in trouble, and the Turkey Leg Hut done took James Fortune money. All that and more on bonus episode. If you're not on the bonus, you're just going to hear the first topic and you can be upset about it. And I'm sorry. But if you are on Patreon, let us begin. There was a lot going on last night on the interwebs.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Got a friend.
Started out with Cardi B going live. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. What it seemed like was her and Offset were beefing, going back and forth. Someone else seemed to be prepared to expose Cardius Bartius. And how do I say this? She confirmed what she was being accused of. Should I say? I don't know. It seems like she got her lick back with a stick back. And she told Offset this part. This video I did see. She was like, "I ain't gotta cheat with your ops. I'm a real nigga, basically. I ain't gotta cheat with your ops. I'm still solid. I just gotta cheat with a nigga that's better than you." And I was like, "People are assuming, that she cheated while pregnant. So let's go with that story because it's funnier that way."
And if she did, this man cheated numerous times, And so now we have a time period in which she's allowed to cheat. He didn't stay within his time period, which was you're not supposed to have sex with other people, especially not when you're married.
Right.
Yeah, he was like, "You cheat. You had sex. Tell the truth. You were effing while you had that baby in you."
She did tweet and did. Yeah. Or was that not real?
I don't know if that was real, and I'm about to take this daggone lash off.
I saw that tweet in all caps.
Mm-hmm. On her.
No context. She just said "and did" with all caps.
So it's
and a couple exclamation points.
I was looking on, let me see if this is old. I was looking on, no,
oh,
this
was wrong. I saw that last night too, but I didn't know if I, you know, there's so many things that'd be manipulated. And Cardi is a tweeter and deleter.
I was looking on TikTok of a live she did where she was just like, "Oh, now you want to go to court. Now you want to try to take me to court." It's still there. And did.
And did is awesome.
Exclamation. Right. The sexy J in the comments. That's why I don't be on the X like these two men. I went on TikTok And I watched a live that she was talking about. Oh, now you mad. Oh, you can sit there and slang dick all you want to, whenever you want to. But then when I do it, it's a problem and you want to go to court and whatnot. It's so funny that like he gonna get up all in his feelings. He would just use anything. It wouldn't matter if she had a baby in her or not. He was gonna be hurt.
What if the baby was like, no, no, get out of here. This is my home.
Babies love all that rhythm. It puts them right to sleep.
I want to be, get out my amniotic sack.
The baby was like,
Happy, go, go, go.
That baby's going to be a little fighter in the ring, just, you know.
Bobbing and weaving.
This is not my dad's.
You think that's what a child would prefer? Let me see dad's wing. That's
Bobbing. I recognize this. No.
Is that what it is? That baby don't care. That baby protected by amniotic fluid and a whole amniotic sack. That baby don't. It's just
no
crazy.
Angel. That baby put his hand outside of the sack and the placenta. He was like Gandalf the Grey. He was like, "You will not pass."
That's what that cervix do. You don't got to get the cervix. Is like you ain't getting all the way down here. You think you can, but you're not.
Baby was like, "No, get." That's what men always think. The baby's gonna know what's happening.
Yeah, baby is like, this is mama could be on a bicycle. This is all the same to me.
Never mind. This is a car ride, a penis ride, whatever the ride is. It's relaxing. That's what I know. Here's the thing.
What is it?
This is what I've learned. In my 41 years on this earth, I'm going to see 42 if the Lord see willing and the creek don't rise.
Lord see willing. Mm-hmm.
You don't ever want to get into a competition with women. We should never push them to a point where they ever feel like, all right, now I done let you slide. I done let you slide good. I'm not letting you slide no more, because they can always do more damage to your psyche. You can put on a brave face for the internet. Offset was like, my bro was told me, but in the sweet of the night, when everybody's gone to bed and your phone's on that charger and you got to sit with your thoughts, I imagine that tear going to fall out of that eye right into that ear. And you're going to have to wipe it out, because they can go lower than you can go.
That nigga was crying when he was texting her during the live, when he said, you did it. You had the sex with the baby up in you, didn't you? He's already hurt. Already hurt. And I don't understand why niggas don't think that chicks are going to get their lick back. I think maybe because they think, oh, no. You didn't let me get away so many times. This is just what you're going to let me do. No, I'm going to tell y'all this disgusting story that my grandmother told me. So,
oh, yeah. Give it to us, Angel.
Buckle up. So her husband, my grandfather, not to put my family's business out there, he had some indiscretions, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, see, I know that I would know if you were sleeping with somebody, right? Because I guess his father said you could always tell if a woman has done anything when you've slept with her, if she's done something with someone else.
Oh, that could you feel different?
Yeah, that's what.
It's like somebody let your seat back. It ain't, hold on, hey. Somebody let the seat back on this coochie or something.
My grandmother was like, bet. She said, that nigga couldn't tell. She said, he didn't realize that my drawers was already so wet that I could have threw them to the ceiling. They would have stuck to the ceiling. He said, oh, you can tell. You could have threw them up and they would have stuck to the ceiling. Oh, but you can tell.
you You can tell.
You can tell. You can tell, huh? These men can't tell nothing. That's what I know, is they can't tell a damn thing.
Ah! Oh, my God. But you can tell.
Oh, you can tell? Hmm? You can tell? Watch this. Watch me.
Oh, snap.
But they always want to be the one, and then have some type of standard in which cheating must then happen under. Like, how could you do this? Sir.
Easy.
He's just...
Same way I did it with you. I still know how to do this. I didn't forget how to do this. I know how to do this.
Yes.
And he commented, I think I saw one of his comments said, but you're still my baby mom. I won though. And I was just like,
he's a child.
I still hit though. Like the insult there is, you're so much smarter, you're so much better, whatever, but you let me smash to the point of three kids. That's the thing. I don't know the ages, but I think there was...
They're young. They're
mostly under seven.
Yeah, I think Culture...
I don't know how the oldest is.
She's either six or seven. Culture's not that old. And then a little boy. Seven? Yeah, this is the thing. You can say, but you my baby mama. You know women have a whole nother lick back.
Oh, yeah. Austin has other kids? I didn't know this. Did you know this?
Yeah.
He has 16 kids?
I didn't know he had that many, but I knew he had other kids.
He ain't got no 16.
Stop it.
How many he got for real?
But Josh better type like a secretary.
Oh, he got six. Come on. Minus 10 from that. Don't.
Hey, six he kids.
Got, he got three. But listen, this is the thing. You know how she could get back at him? Men really can't take this.
What?
She get with a Negro that does so right by her and them kids that they call him dad.
Oh, the Russell Wilson get back.
Oh, if that's the one that's the get back that keeps on giving. Because it's rare that it's the other way around. I mean, it happens, but it's rare that it's the other way around. And you already know that he's not the type of man that could stomach that. He's not the type of...
Because that's the future ain't recovered yet. He has literally, I believe, six other baby moms. I'm not even joking.
He could have never predicted that.
Because
his name is Future.
I got it.
Yeah. You can never predict Russell Wilson, who's 6'1", 240. You can't whoop him. And you can't talk about what money he don't make, because he got some bread. He got a private plane. You can't whoop him neither. And dang, you're right, Angel. That's got to be worse than peeing in the vagine. Steady fatherhood. You want to get an ice cream cone?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dad.
To put a man in his children's life that they genuinely love and want to respect him as if he is their father as well. You can't do nothing about that.
Dropping the kids off at his house? Mm-hmm. Shared custody meetups just with him?
That's not even a money thing, to Angel's point. That's a person. That's a personality thing. You can't compete with this nigga. We went on a walk today. We
got my manager in H&R Block. What? Have a steady income with a great 401k match that he maxes like out every year.
Yes. It's like the other dad in Liar Liar. He was great. He just couldn't do the claw. He was like, the claw's going to get you. He was just a little magoo, but other than that, he was a present father.
It ain't nothing. I'm telling you, there is nothing that I feel like a man can do that will ever hurt a woman's pride the way that does. I think like hurting a woman by cheating on her is low blow. Like, especially when she's carrying your children, it's just kind of like, or when she marries you and takes your name. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I feel like in traditional marriage we give of ourselves as women, not to say that men don't, so I'm not trying to say that, but we quite literally take on, because of the history of marriage and property, us being considered the man's property, we literally take on the name of the person that we're marrying. And that is not enough for you to respect me?
No.
To not cheat on me if those are the rules that we set? Oh my God. I'm about to get some glue. I can't take it. This eyelash.
I feel like I'm trying to find the other video.
I just, that is just, I mean, and I know a lot of women who stay after infidelity, like, you know, with Cardi is worse because she's famous. You know what I'm saying? So not only does she got to deal with, okay, I'm going to forgive you, stay with you, she's also dealing with hearing the judgment of people around that don't know her, but that are like fans and also taking her content, feeling that she's foolish for staying with him.
Well, the thing about Cardi that I always appreciate, you can never seem to embarrass her in the way you can embarrass other people. She right. always be like, I'm not embarrassed from my past. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of anything ever I do. You can't blackmail me. I'll beat you to it. I won't let you blackmail me. I won't let you embarrass me. And that's where this came from. It's so interesting. I just, so interesting to, like, outside of the social media hype, the like actual quiet moments. I know I just said this, but like, I just think about how I mean, I would never cheat like this, because I know I could never take no get back. I couldn't even take, before the get back, I couldn't take the hurt that it would cause. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before I even get to you getting my your lick back, just I wouldn't want to be personally responsible for hurting you in that way. But then on top, after that, I could not ever deal. There's this tweet that goes viral every once in a while. The person says, people be like, you could never find nobody better than me. And they're like, it depends. I would never say that. It depends. Depending on what skill set, I might get cooked. Like, I had to watch Melissa find a better, more handsome and physically fit, more vulnerable version of me with hair, with good hair. I can't live like that. I can't live like
that. You could grow your hair back. You just choose not to. You could grow your hair back.
I can go over to Turkey where they gave that money to Eric Adams and get my.
You can get the tat line, man.
I just feel like some choices God made for you, and you need to respect his choices. You just need to. And I'm not even saying, D-Lay posted that he went over and got a new hairline and his hair grows good now. And I just feel like that double standard don't work. D-Lay, yeah.
He went and went over to Turkey and got them.
He went over there where it was paying Eric Adams. He got the new hair. And his grows good now. I mean, he has good twists. He posted it on his Instagram. It looks so painful as well.
Oh, yeah. And, but if it don't do right, you can't be bald no more because you got scars.
And that's the thing. And I feel like my head is big too. So I feel like they're going to be like, we got to charge you a little bit extra because we only go up to here, because most people's head is just like this.
Where are they getting the hair from?
I don't know. It'd be bloody.
Oh, yeah, Lord. But I think they get the hair from somewhere on your body. You got to grow it somewhere else.
But they get it out your butt hair. That hair grow good.
You got a lot of butt hairs. You'd be like, now I got enough.
It'd be butted. The butt hair be fine, though.
Just lay wavy. You got this wavy hair and this 4C hair.
You know, in the old black movies where they go. They got the part and they go over here like, you got butt hair on the top? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I surely do.
Oh, they get it from the back of the head. Okay, that probably makes more sense than the butt. I wonder if butt hair just thinks generally, because it's like, nah, this is where I was supposed to be, so I kind of stink a little bit.
That hairline's always strong.
Jones is good. I ain't know they got it from the back of your head, man.
Yeah. So did what's that boy?
Do they like, is it like repotting repotting, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That, you know who else got that?
The back of your head don't grow no more.
No, it do.
How they get it to go twice?
Just like anything, your hair sheds. Your hair will shed at the root regardless. And new hair grows in. It's just here is where your hair decided not to have no new hair grow in.
Because it'd be soft, it'd be smooth right here.
Yeah, it decided not to. So they're like, let's get a new follicle. Let's get some stuff. Art by DeMarcus. He
went and got it. He went down to them people.
And you see, he got that Puerto Rican hair. You see that? He got that Puerto Rican.
You can swap it.
I don't know.
You can swap.
I don't know what his hair looked like before, but that's not what I would have guessed. But he got them juicy curls. He got that.
His hair go good now. Go to Marcus. This is funny every time. Go to Marcus. All right, let's move on. Y'all feel good? You got anything else to say about Cardi Smarties?
You know what? I just hope that her baby, because she ain't had the baby yet, has she? Yes, she did. She already had a baby. That baby got here so fast.
She had the baby?
Yes. I remember seeing a picture of her in the hospital. Birthing that baby.
They were just arguing about what happened when it happened.
Yes. Well, I hope she gets to focus on that baby. And not
congrats. Congrats to Offset and Cardi B for welcoming their new child as well.
Yeah, she got a little baby.
Like somebody said, like last week.
Ooh, that's tough. Said, well,
what's last week? What'd you say? I missed it. What'd you say, Josh?
Somebody said the baby came in like last week.
No, it's like 3 weeks old.
I was gonna say because if she's in Paris, she's out there for Fashion Week. That baby shouldn't be out there.
3 weeks.
That baby better have a hat on. I know that.
And some socks on his feet.
And they announced that Cardi B is going to be hosting SummerSlam next year or this
fantastic.
Year. Or next year.
What's SummerSlam?
SummerSlam is like the second biggest WWE wrestling event.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, WrestleMania is the big one. And then SummerSlam is the next biggest one. And then I don't know after that.
I definitely thought it was a slam dunk contest. Good to know. It's body slamming. Not
body slamming. Yeah. All right. So let's move on. Shannon Sharp, I'm going to just tell y'all, since Audio Sexgate, things have not been going so well for Shannon.
He's just doing a
Yeah, just last night he went viral because of this. So the person it was about WNBA. Okay, person says my issue with Shannon Sharp. He never speaks on the disrespect the rest of the women of the W experience. Always defending Caitlyn. The WNBA disrespect didn't start with Caitlyn. They've been disrespected for years. Caitlyn's buzz made the hate worse, and people try to have blah blah blah. Shannon's response. That's your issue, not mine. I have no issue with anything I've said in regards to WNBA players, past or present. A black profile picture of Meg Thee Stallion tweeted him and said, oh, I'm sure you don't, right? Shannon's response to that was, why are you on my page? Don't you have another horse to rob of his hair? Stop trying to kill my vibe. Now, if we just enlarge this picture here, This is a picture of Meg Thee Stallion.
Now, does that person have any pictures, though, of themselves on there?
What was their banner?
What was that banner that was behind
them? Banner looks like Brandy in the Cinderella movie behind the scenes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think he just saw this and was like, weave.
So he was like, take care, go, let me talk about you.
Yeah, and the first thing I thought of, I said, I ain't heard horse hair as an insult since 1993. When Josh was born, I went to the hospital, said hi to his mom, held Josh, patted him on the back. walked outside. Somebody said, "You got that horse hair?" And I said, "Boy, 1993 ain't changed." And that was the last time I heard horse hair. I was like, horse hair? That's not even, that is a easily a 20-year-old reference. That is like, remember when people would say, like, "Yo, mama's so fat, she sat on a quarter and squeezed the booger out of George Washington's nose." It was like those jokes. You know, there's like joke books of those. I was like that's what that joke felt like. I was like, horse hair? And I tweeted this. But I eventually took it down because Twitter was just being too much. And I honestly,
You responded to it and said horsehair?
No, I didn't say that. I said, I don't understand Shannon's clapback. He either didn't know that was a Megan Thee Stallion profile pic and just saw a black woman and immediately went to horsehair, or he knew the person wasn't Meg Thee Stallion and just assumed she was black, the person was black, and immediately went to horsehair. Why that was the insult.
But even then, that's an egregious statement to tell anybody.
First of all, it's 1,000% egregious, and it's wild in response to what the person was talking about. They were still talking about the WNBA.
Yeah.
They were talking about his takes on the WNBA.
Correct.
And he was like, horse hair. First of all, why you go straight there? What made you go straight there on off of that?
And you can't talk. He will never be able to recover from that Fashion Nova's little men's outfit that he had on with his side purse. So they at the same beauty supply store shopping, okay?
When he got out that car, when he was pigeon-toed?
When he jumped out that car where I could see his sperm being created in his nuts. It was so tight. You can't. I could tell you his blood pressure.